Today is the second of our series on Inside Silicon Valley, where we interview each of the major candidates. Each episode is an in-depth conversation probing their views and their values and posing a set of questions about the major issues facing San Jose. Pierluigi Oliverio comes to politics indirectly. He's the son of immigrant parents. He worked for two decades in the semiconductor and software industries before jumping into city government. He has been elected to three consecutive terms in the San Jose City Council. And over those terms, he has served on nearly every committee. He also holds appointments on various regional bodies. Mr. Oliverio is a San Jose guy through and through. He attended Bookson Elementary School, Hoover Middle School, and Willow Glen High. And then he went onward to San Jose State University, and he once taught at Gunderson and Leland High Schools. He's seated right here beside me in KLIV Studios. He's poised over the microphone, ready to tell us why he wants to be San Jose's next mayor. Councilmember Oliverio, thanks for coming on to Inside Silicon Valley.
Well, thank you for inviting me. Very excited to be here.
Looking forward to this conversation. Tell our listeners right off the bat, why are you running for mayor?
Well, I'm running for mayor for the same reasons I ran for city council. As you mentioned, this is the town I've grown up in, and I've always wanted San Jose to live up to its potential and be the great as it can be. And I thought when I first ran for office that it was the standard people that were running. One had they were all aligned with different interest groups, and there was who were going to control how they were going to do things. And I always felt that we've had too many elected officials that have always done the short-term decision versus the long-term decision, or have done essentially what the interest group wanted versus what should be done for the totality of the city. So I've always had an interest in that, and on my time there, I've always been focused on the broader picture of the city as a whole. A lot of times as a council member, your activists only want you to care about your district and get as much as you can for your district, but that's really insensitive to the needs of the rest of the city. So when the mayor started the community budget meetings in each district, I would attend all those meetings and all the other council districts year after year. And I would take my notes so I would understand, you know, what were they thinking the pressing needs were in Evergreen or Berryessa or Almaden Valley or Cambrian. And oftentimes I would write about what I heard and my observations. And as you may know, I've written 300-plus articles that I have at the District 6 website and also on the campaign website that really goes into week by week the philosophy of government, trade-offs, getting into the mind of the elected official and how you reach a decision, not just when you're running for election. Mm.